Okay, the daf today is sponsored by the Auschwitz family, Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Ben Shmuel. We're on daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph by the Gemara, up to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, halacha zu, this halacha, nis'alma mibnei b'seira, was hidden from the b'nei b'seira. Who are the b'nei b'seira? So they are three people named Rabbi Yeshua ben b'seira, Rabbi Shimon ben b'seira, and Rabbi Huda ben b'seira. All appear in Maseches Idios in the 8th parak. They're either Tanayim, they're not really Tanayim, they're old Tanayim, because they're contemporaries of Hillel. She's like one of the first Tanayim. Anyway, Pam Achas, one time, Chal Arba Asar Lios B'Shabbat. The 14th of Nisan was supposed to fall out on a Shabbat. It fell out on a Shabbat. Shachacho, they forgot. Velo Yadu, and they didn't know, in Pesach Doch Es HaShabbos in Lav. Is the Pesach Doch Es HaShabbos or not? How could they not know? How could they not know if Pesach is Doch Es HaShabbos or not? How did possibly didn't know? They forgot? So, some of Farshim say that, you know, it's like the Yerushalmi says, they forgot so that Hillel could rise to power. Right? That's like we know. How come Yitzchak became blind? So Rashi gives three reasons. Number one, the wives of Esav, the smoke, made him blind. Number two, the tears of the Malacha made him blind. And number three, no one knows the third reason. The third reason Rashi quotes is, so the Yaakov forgot the brachas. It comes about that way. They forgot so that Yehillel could come to power. Right? That's why they forgot. That's the second reason I saw. The first reason was, they didn't forget. They didn't remember the reason. They knew the halacha. They knew the halacha. The halacha is that Pesach is Doche Shabbos. What's the reason? Why? That they didn't remember. Thank you. What's the reason for that? Why? That they didn't remember. Amru, cool yesh adam sheyodeh in Pesach Doch Es HaShabbos im lav. Does anybody know if the Pesach is Doch Es HaShabbos or not? Right? Amru lahem, adam echad yesh, there's one person we know, she'olam yibavel, came from Bavel, v'hil habavli shmo, his name is Hillel Habavli, she'shimesh shnei gedolei hadar, he served two gedolei hadar, He studied under two gedolei hadar, Shmaya Avtalion, the Yodea, and they know, and he knows in Pesach Doch Es HaShabbos im lav, if the Pesach is Doch Es HaShabbos or not. Shalchu the Karulo, and they called him over, Amrulo, Klum Ati Yodea in Pesach Doch Es HaShabbos im lav. Do you know if the Pesach is Doch Es HaShabbos or not? Amalehem. So Hillel said to them, one second. Once a year is the Shiloh, a Pesach falls out on Shabbos, what do you do? There are 200 Karbanos, not Pesachs, he calls them Pesachs, but there are 200 Karbanos that are brought every Shabbos, that are Doche Shabbos, they're brought on Shabbos over the course of a year. You have 200. What 200? Says Rashi, Masai Kolomar. Yosem Yemasayim Karbanos, Yesh Shadochin Shabbos B'Shana. There are 200 Karbanos that are Docha Shabbos a year. We're 200. Chamishim Shabbosos Hashana. There are, let's say, 50 Shabbos in a year. Sometimes it's always a Yontif. 50 Shabbos is a year. If I'm going to be accurate, there are 52. Let's say there are 50. Round it down to 50. B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Every Shabbos, Arba Kvasim, there are four sheep. Shnayim l'tamidin, two for a tamid, with shnayim l'musafin, and two for a carbon musaf. Harim asayim, that's 200. Levad Shabbos shebesoch Pesach. Now this is definitely a Shabbos that falls out on Pesach, because Pesach is 7 days long, right? And also ubesoch achag, and also one day of Sukkot is always on a Shabbos. Shekraven behem musafi hayom, with extra musafs bought. Shivat tloyim Pesach va'arba asar lachad. 7 on Pesach and 14 on Sukkot. So there's no, if it's only 200, that doesn't bother you, says Hillel to them. That doesn't bother you?
This question is being asked during the post-Churban, right?
How can it be post-Churban?
This question is being raised.
During the Beis HaMikdash times. Right?
I don't know what they do during while it's going.
Yeah, they didn't know. It fell out that Erev Pesach fell out on a Shabbat. He says over here that it can't happen, it couldn't happen more rare than once every 7 years. I don't know why that's the case. It had to happen at least once every 7 years. But now it happens very, very rarely. No, but the point, you know what I'm saying? If you do it by Re'iyah, it could never happen. Because we said they can manipulate it. But who cares if it's on a Shabbat? There's no reason to manipulate it. The point is, they didn't know what to do. We said either they didn't know what to do, or they didn't know the reason. They didn't know the reason. Anyway, Amru lo minayin lach. So they said, yeah, how do you know that? How do we know that? That you can bring 400. So Amru lahem, nemar moado b'Pesach, v'nemar moado b'tamid. Ma moado ha'omer b'tamid, docha es ha'Shabbos. Af moado ha'omer b'Pesach, docha es ha'Shabbos. Right? V'od also, kavachomer hu. Also it's a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Uma tamid. You have a carbon tamid. She'ain onesh kares. That's not onesh kares. Doches ha'Shabbos. Pesach. She'onesh kares. She'onesh kares. Ain't no din. She'doches ha'Shabbos. So shouldn't it be doches ha'Shabbos? If the Talmud's doches ha'Shabbos, shouldn't the Pesach be doches ha'Shabbos? The Kal Vachomer. Miyad, right away. Hoshivuhu b'rosh. They made him the head. Uminuhu nasi alehem. They made him a nasi. They made him the nasi. Right? It's one of the only times you're going to find in the history of the world, forget Jewish history of the world, where people voluntarily leaders voluntarily abdicated for someone who they knew was better than them. Right? They knew this guy's better than us. He's better than us. We can't be the leader. He's better than us. When does that ever happen in history?
Hillel, right?
Yeah, they said it to Hillel. We'll give our power. You take over, Hillel. You're the guy. You're the guy. When did that ever happen in history?
Why is
this
a big
Shema?
It was going on every single year. All of a sudden, they
wanted to
know
if
it's
still. That Erev Pesach fell on Hashem. They once every 7 years, right? So either they forgot the reason for the halacha. They knew that it's Pesach Doche Shabbos, but they didn't know the reason. That's what Yerushalmi says. The other pshat is Hashem made this happen so Hillel could come to power. What? He just said two reasons. He gave two reasons. Moado. And a kavachomer. Two reasons. The Gemara says we need two reasons. Moado and kavachomer. Okay? V'hayadorish kol yom kulo b'hilchas Pesach. And the whole day Hillel was sitting there, darshaning Hilchas Pesach. The next words are very difficult. Hitzchil mekantron bedvarim. Hillel started to... How do they translate that word in English? Mekantron. He was basically insulting them. Harassing them. Amalahem, he said, "Mi garm lachem she'ale mi Bavel ve'eyeh nasi alechem." What caused me to come from Bavel and to become the nasi? How'd that happen? Very simple. Atzlos shehoytzu b'chem. Your laziness. Shelo shimashtem shnei gedolei hadar shmaya naftalio. You three, assuming it was three of them, you never bothered to go learn by shmaya naftalio. So this issue happened. This didn't happen with me. I knew the answer. This happened to you guys. So everybody asks, what's going on here? Hillel's the paradigm person of humility, right? The Gemara says, right? We all know the story with the Ger. Every sensitive and kind and so not like Hillel to say this. So not like Hillel to do this. What's pshat? Ben Yehoyada says he didn't feel that he was worthy, and he was just wasn't meaning to insult them. He was just saying, you know, I don't feel I'm worthy. Maybe you should go learn with Rishai Vartalio, and then you'll be able to become worthy. Something along those lines. Then I see over here, the Ein Yaakov says something amazing. I'll read it inside because you have to hear this in inside. Kivan sheminu oso lenasi. Once they made him the nasi, aleihem hischil mekantum bedvarim. He started to harass them with words. That's the Gemara. Ubir. Shalifnei Sheminuhu Lanasi, before they appointed him the Nasi, Lo Hayimikantron Al Shenis Alma Mehan Halacha, he didn't say a word to them. Before they appointed him, he didn't say a word. Why not? Mishum Shayasavur, because he thought, Shemibnei Sherodfu Achare HaKavod, the Hagedula, sin, he thought, these guys are chasing after Kavod, they're chasing after Gedula, right? Baruch HaGedula Mehem. So Gedula ran away from them. Right, that's the mission, right? You chase after Kavod, Kavod runs away from you. So he, that's a hell of a thought. These guys don't know anything. Come on, right? That's what he thought of them. Well, the figach is al mehem halacha, and therefore they lost the halacha. They forgot the halacha. Kidei lahashpilam, in order to sort of take them down a notch, right? Take them down a notch. Ah, kishara sheminuhu lenasi alehem. When he saw that they made him the nasi. It wasn't just a bunch of balagaiva that were chasing after Kavod, and now they got a little bit of a smackdown. They didn't know the halacha. No, they gave up the crown. They gave it to Hillel. So he saw, oh, I was mistaken. These are not the kind of people I thought they were. These are good people. Okay, they didn't know the halacha, but they're not like that. They're not Kavod hounds. So v'inichu kisram, they left him the crown. Haven shebali anova gedolim him. He saw they were very humble people. They were very special people. Machmas atzlusam this alme halacha. And so what was talk of the reason? They were lazy. So that he said to them. That he said to them. He said, listen, you guys, this didn't have to happen. You guys weren't some power hungry people, took power, you don't know anything, you don't care about anything. I like that. The minute I had the answer, you gave me the power. So you could have done it, you guys. You guys are good people. That's a good part. Right? What? Amalo, Amalo Rebbe. So they told him like this. Listen to this Gemara. They told him like this. Shachach, if somebody forgot, velo hevi sakin me Erev Shabbos mahu. Somebody forgot, and he didn't bring the knife on Erev Shabbos. He didn't bring. Why does everyone have to bring over their own knife? Because it's a complicated story here. Because they were afraid that you're going to shecht one animal, and then there'll still be blood on the knife, and then when you shecht the second one, the blood's going to get mixed together. It's like this. Everybody had their own knife. So what if Hillel says, Erev Pesach is Shabbos? What if no one... this must have happened on Friday, the day before Erev Shabbos. What do we do tomorrow? Do we bring Karban Pesach or not? And anybody know? Hillel said, yeah, I know. Okay, Hillel, good. You got that one right. Now you're the Nasi. Now next question. What if people forget to bring the knives? What do we do? So, in other words, to bring it today, so they have it ready for tomorrow. So, Amalahen, halacha zu shamati, I once heard that halacha, v'shachachti, and I forgot. Right, so the Gemara is going to say, how could Hillel forget? Okay. Ella, hanach lehen l'Yisrael, leave them alone, the B'nai Yisrael. Im ein Nevi'in hein, B'nai Nevi'in hein. If they're not Nevi'in, they're the sons of Nevi'in. Which means, says the Ben Yehoyada, sometimes people just have an intuitive, in the kitchen, and wife says, what do I do? I don't know what to do. I don't know. Can't call anybody now. Everyone's sleeping. What do I do? People have an intuitive answer what to do. Right? They just intuitively know how to behave. Many times they're right, as the Hillel was saying. They'll do it right. Svasemez asks, because now the Gemara is going to say, Svasemez asks, what if no one forgets? In other words, what kind of answer is the Hillel saying? What if no one forgets? Everyone brings it. They want to know the halacha. What's going to happen if anyone forgets tomorrow? We'll see tomorrow, says Hillel. What if no one forgets? How did Hillel know someone's going to forget? How did Hillel know that? He didn't give him an answer. So what kind of answer is that? He didn't answer him.
They didn't give him the answer that he was lazy either.
Right. Lamacha, anyway, Lamacha, the next day, Misha Pitzcho Tolet, some people forgot. So they woke up on Erev Pesach, Shabbos morning, oi, I forgot to bring the knife. Now, the animal they have to bring. So what they do? Misha pitzcho teleh, if somebody brought a sheep, tochvo betzimro, they put the knife into the wool. Misha pitzcho gdi, if someone brought a goat, doesn't have any wool, tochvo bein karnov, they put it in between the horns. So look at the second to the bottom toes.
They put the animal to the bone, and they didn't have it with them?
No, I guess they woke up in the morning, and the wife says, "You bring the carbon Pesach?" "Yeah." "You brought the knife yesterday, like I asked you?" "Oh, I forgot."
"Why could you bring the carbon nails?"
"What?
Shouldn't I be waiting there for you also?"
The carbon?
Change your question with no.
The Gemara is going to talk about that in a few minutes.
Hmm?
Yeah. What happened?
Where you need knives?
Where's your carbon?
100,000 knives.
You have to watch your whole carbon. Your carbon.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
We said many times that we don't really understand logistically how this went down. We don't really get that. Because we only have like three, four hours to actually do this. How's it humanly possible? So 100,000 million maybe. I don't know how to do it. There aren't enough, even if each carbon took 1 second, there aren't enough seconds in 5 hours to bring, it's not possible.
There aren't enough kohanim.
So we don't know how it went down logistically, but okay. So it could have been a nace. We believe there was a nace every day there, 10 naces, another nace. Doesn't bother me. Your question of why couldn't they bring it yesterday, it's a good question. It's not a bad question. The Gemara already answered over the end of the course of the daf. So the Torah says a different question.
They can take a cup and use all the blood and just
right.
But they can't share a knife.
Right. So there's other reasons why they couldn't bring, everyone had to bring their own knife. There's other reasons. I don't remember what they were. There's other reasons why it's such a thing with the knife.
It's a practical thing. There's too many components that have knives in the basement.
You have to check them.
So why can't I borrow your knife when you finish yours?
Right.
You ever see a guy who does shechita give you the other person's knife?
He uses it for 1,000.
I don't lend my knives.
Nobody lends their knives out. No. Guys who do shechita do not give their knives up to somebody else.
Right. I'll do yours. What's the difference? I'll do your carbon.
Right, so the truth is that look at Tosfos' question. Tosfos has a similar question, second to bottom, which is the middle of Tosfos. But it has to be a kli sharis. You can't bring your knife from your kitchen. It has to be a kli sharis. That Avram took the knife. It's a special knife. You can't just stop bringing a knife from the kitchen. What's going on? No. They made it holy. When did they make it holy? On Shabbos?
The day before?
Okay. Now, Hashta Mashma B'Shmaitin, listen to this. The Yesh Isser Rishus Harabim B'Yerushalayim. It implies that there's an Isser to carry in Yerushalayim. Because it was at the hill. What's going to happen tomorrow? And how are they going to bring knives? So I can just carry it. So it implies it's a carrying issue.
They don't hold the Erev.
1 second. We'll get to the Erev in a minute. They don't hold, they must have held as an issue. Otherwise, what's the problem? The kasha, that doesn't make any sense, says Tosfos. The Amina Parak, comma the Erevin, the first parak, Yerushalayim, city of Yerushalayim, Il Malay Dal Sosen, and Olas Belaila, if not for the fact that the doors are closed at night, Chayavin Aleh Misham Rishos Rav, it would be Rishos Rav. Velav Davka Naol, then they have to be closed. El Ruyin Linol, they have to be right to be closed. Kidamasik Hassan. So why can't they carry the knife in the street? Ask Tosfos.
Who told you they were in Yom City proper?
What?
Who told you they were in Yom City proper?
That's Tosfos' question. That's Tosfos' assumption. That's the assumption of the question.
I would assume that. Why not?
I'm assuming that you park. Why? Because you've got a million people being on the regal, not all sitting in the shalim. So they have tents outside.
She's not going to give that answer.
Answer the questions of how you had time to do all that.
Listen to his answer. V'tireitz ri, the hacha, over here, la'achar shenifritu ba'partos. There were already breaches in the wall. V'yesh v'chihai gavna meshani perak vasro de erevin amil sa'achmiti. That's something else. Whatever that is. I didn't even look that up. That's something else. So don't worry about that. Says Tosfos. No. If there would have been a wall, it would be okay. But there were breaches. And therefore it's a problem. The breaches in the wall, so there's no way to fix that. Now, could you make an eruv?
Yeah.
You can make an eruv.
Why can't you close up the breaches?
Why didn't they?
Why can't you close up the breaches?
So why didn't they? Uh-huh.
Listen, they held up the Romans for years. Obviously, the breaches weren't.
I'm just reading you the words of Tosfos.
Right? The siege.
So all I did was read you the words of Tosfos.
Before the siege.
It was 100 years before the base was destroyed.
This is the time right before. Herod. He fixed up breaches on the wall?
Yeah. Exactly.
Afterwards, you mean? So at this time, there were breaches. They fixed the breaches before the.
There were breaches in the wall during this time.
Right. Yeah. There were breaches.
They had breach repair crews.
He said there were breaches.
I don't know how that's possible.
I'm saying right.
Even if there were, even if
that doesn't make sense.
Even if there were, so why couldn't they make an error? Why didn't they make an error?
They couldn't agree on the
obviously my answer.
Which is?
They parked outside.
But why didn't they make an Eruv?
But then it's the Eruv. It's just a Rav now.
What do you mean it's just a Rav? Make an Eruv.
The Sodom was just a Rav. 600,000 people outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Who do you make an Eruv for?
I heard the deal before you entered the Eruv.
Right.
Right, the Eruv people.
Anyway.
What do you think? They didn't set up for all the people who are coming there in advance?
Anyway, next. I hear Rav Maisa Vitzka Halacha. So they saw what was going on, and they remembered the Halacha of Amar, and he said, Kach Mikablan. Now I remember, Kach Mikablan B'Mishmir Shmaya Avtalyu. Now I remember what Shmaya Avtalyu said. Amar Ma Nomar Amar. Oh, okay, fine. That was what he said. That's what they used to do. So therefore, it's all good. The Gemara is going to ask, how could you? Isn't that carrying anyway? Anyway, Amar Mar Nomar Nemar Moado B'Pesach. It says Moado B'Pesach. Right, that was the Gemara. That was what Hill answered. Now, v'tamid gufa menol the dochi Shabbos. How do you know the Tom is dochi Shabbos? How do you know that? Hill said, well, the Tom is dochi Shabbos, so the Pesach also is dochi Shabbos. How do you know the Tom is dochi Shabbos? Ilem mishum dechsev be b'moado. Well, it says moado. That doesn't help me at all. Pesach nami haksiv ba moado. Pesach also says moado. We had no idea if it's Docha Shabbos or not. Ella moado lo mashmalei. No, for moado I can't learn out the answer. Hacha nami moado lo mashmalei. So moado doesn't help me for Tamid either. How do I know Tamid Docha Shabbos? Ella amar kwa ola Shabbos b'Shabbato al olas hatamid michlal ola de Tamid kreva b'Shabbos. Right? Okay. Very good. That's how you know. Omar Mar, the old Kavachomer. And then Hillel said, by the way, it's also Kavachomer. Ma Tomich ain't onish chorus doches a Shabbos. Pesach shonish chorus ain't a digit doches a Shabbos. So it's a Kavachomer. Is that a good Kavachomer? So far it sounds good, right? Says the Gemara, Ikalamifra. Ma la Tomid. But a Tomid's different. Why is it different? Shekin Kolil. First of all, Shekin Tadir. Every Shabbos. And also, the Kolil. And the whole thing gets burnt up. You don't eat it. So maybe, since you have those two factors, we'll bring it on Shabbos. But who said that we would bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos? Who said? Tosfos asks, the bottom of Tosfos, Tema, V'nelev mi'beinayhu, what about Tamid Umila? What about Amila? Amila's Docha Shabbos. Oh, or Shtei Halechem, the Docha Shabbos. If Shavuot falls out on a Shabbos, that's Docha Shabbos. So you have already two things. Mila.
Oh, they're not dissimilar. Carbon is a carbon.
What about Shtei Alechem? Which is not a... It's not
true,
right. So there are other things that are Docha Shabbos.
What's the problem with Malacha is the cooking. I'm assuming the burning.
Right.
So you got to find two Malachas that have to do the same... Two things that have to do the same Malacha.
Right. Right. So, okay. It's fine. Good. So Tosfos doesn't answer it. It's not the greatest question ever. It's a cool question. Anyway, Kavachomer Amalahu Bereisha. So Hillel says, first I said the Kavachomer. Ooh, Pirchuha. Then you slugged it up. The Hadar Amalahu Gzeir Shava. Then I came up with a Gzeir Shava. So which stands. So the Gemara says, Mechimiacha, the Gemar Gzeir Shava, Kavachomer Lamali. So if you have a Gzeir Shava, what do you need a Kavachomer for? So he said, Amar, you're right. Lididhu Kamala. I said it for you guys. I thought maybe you don't hold the Gzeir Shava. Why? You can't make up your own Gzeir Shava. So I didn't know if you're going to hold my Gzeir Shava. So therefore I had to. Ella, Kalvachomer, the Adam Don Me'atmo. Kalvachomer, you can make it by yourself. As long as the logic is rock solid, that's good. Ibayaluchu Lemeidon. One second. Ibayaluchu Lemeidon. You would have to learn that. You have no choice. So Amrule, Kavachomer, Pirchahu. The Kavachomer is no good. They said the Kavachomer is no good because maybe Tom is different because it's Tadir. So then, then you have to accept my Gzeir Shava. Okay. Amar Mar, then we said, Lamacha, the next day, Misha Pischo Tlea Tochilo Betzimro, Gdi Tochilo Ben Karnov, Vahaka Ovid Avoda Bekodshim. But you're doing Avoda with Kodshim. This is a carbon pizza. And how could you use it to schlep things? Can't use it to schlep things. So Kehillel, it's like Hillel, the Tanya. Amru Olav al Hillel, the Tzed al Hillel, Miyamav, his whole life, Lo Mal Adam Ba'olaso, a person never was over in Ola never was mal on an ola, ella maybe chulun azara. They would bring chulun to the azara, and then be makdish it there. So when they brought it through the streets, it wasn't kodesh yet. And the Gemara is going to ask, how could you be makdish it on Shabbos? The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. But before we get to that, they brought chulun into the azara. So you're not allowed to bring chulun into the azara. That's an isser, right?
I think like an easier answer is that you're not using it for the part and parcel of the actual mitzvah. You need the knife to do it.
I know, but you can't use the animal to do that.
You can't use
the animal to schlep, even if it's for the animal. Even if it's for the carbon, you're not allowed to do that. So the Tosfos asks, for one second, Tosfos asks, you're not allowed to bring chulun to the azara. You're not allowed to do that. So Tosfos answer is, the only time you're not allowed to bring chulun into the azara is if you behave with that chulun like it's a carbon. For example, can you bring your sandwich into the azara and eat a sandwich in the azara? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. How about you bring a Monopoly, and you're going to play Monopoly in the azara? It's chulun in the azara, huh? Kodesh, it's a chulun thing. Can I do that? Yeah, you can do that. I'm not saying it's appropriate. You can do that. Why? Because the only time you're not going to bring chulun into the azara is if you're going to be treating it like a carpet. For example, you're going to do tenufa. You're going to do these kinds of acts with a... That's a problem. Just to walk an animal to the azara, nothing wrong with that. Once it's there, then I'll makdish it. Umabisha v'somech yado aleha ushokta. And you makdish it, then you put your hands on it, you do smicha, you shecht it, excellent. Upeitach v'shabat hechi matzi makdish lehu. How could you be makdish it? But nan, ein makdish it, you don't have to be makdish something. Ein ma'arichin, you can't make an erech vow. Ein ma'chwimin, you can't make a different kind of donation. Ein ma'gbiin truma umaisris. You can't designate true amizers. Call Eilu b'yomtiv amru. Call the chomer b'shabbos. For sure not on Shabbos, right? For sure not on Shabbos. Asks to you. One second. So everybody asks, but that's all issur d'rabbanan. That's all issur d'rabbanan, and ain't shavos b'mikdash. So why can't I do this? Right? Issur d'rabbanan. I'm not allowed to be machdish things. Why not? Because it looks like mekach u'memkar. So what? Ain't shavos b'mikdash. The mitzvah isn't answers because you could have done it yesterday. Any shvus that you could do yesterday, you're not allowed to do it today. Any shvus to make this under like blanket. Okay, whatever there are bottles are all off the table in the basement. Not like that.
It wasn't possible. They wanted to avoid the meilas.
What?
They wanted to avoid any possible even the meilas. That's why they're doing it today. You know what I mean? It wasn't possible.
What do you mean? If you would have brought the knife like you're supposed to, you never would have had this problem. Right? It wouldn't have happened. So you didn't bring the knife. Therefore, you couldn't be mocked as your animal because you have to have it in the back. Well, what if I don't bring the knife? So I can't make the animal hektish now. I have to wait till Erev Pesach in the Shabbos morning to make sure in case I forget the knife. What kind of thing is this?
He should put the knife when he brought his talus, you know?
Exactly. So the Gemara answers, Hani Mili, this is all true. Bechovos she'en kavu lehen zman. That's only true if the chov doesn't have a zman. Ava bechovos she'kavu lehen zman makdishin. But if the chov has his man, you can be makdish it. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, makdish adam es pischa b'shagbitz, a person's allowed to be makdish es Pesach on Shabbos, v'chagigah tzav b'yantif, and it's chagigah on yantif. It looks like mekach u'memkar. No, it's on the day itself, it's okay. On that day, it's okay. You know what, in 3 months from now, I'm going to bring a carbon, I'm going to makdish it now on Shabbos. Well, that you shouldn't do. But if it's on that day, it's not an issa.
What's the issa of actually doing it on Shabbos?
Hmm?
Why can't you do it?
Because it looks like it's business transactions. I'm donating this to that base of Mikdash, and I'm donating this to the shul, and I'm busy with this. As a matter of fact, it's a big shaila, how are you allowed to sell Leah on Shabbos? Or Yantar? How could you do that? It's the same thing as this. I donate $100 because I'm going to buy an Aliyah. Is that the same thing? What? Yeah, anxious to myth. So, the answer is it's mutter. It's mutter.
That's why a lot of shuls, by the way, in the old time shuls would sell it in pennies. They call it mitzvahs.
$100 mitzvahs means $100. 100 mitzvahs, because they don't want to say it's money. But it's the same thing, but you're not saying the word, 100 dach, they say, right? It's not 100 dach, you have to pay the money. But they do it that way, to get around, it's another way to get around this problem. It's not really a shiloh. Everyone holds its mutter, but it raises a question. Because why? Because it looks like it, so you can't be machdish in it. You know what? I'm so happy, Shabbos, whatever. I'm going to donate this to the shul. I'll do that on Shabbos. Now they'll even say it.
I remember Yeshiva that we sold the earliest the night before.
They do that just to save time. Everyone's around, everyone's there. That's all the reasons why they do it. But the question is, are you allowed to do it? There's no Isser. There's no Isser at all. There's no Isser at all.
Night either.
Yeah, what's the difference night and day?
No,
many shuls, many shuls in old time shuls, they did it Slichas night.
Instead of Friday.
Many places do it Slichas night. They sell everything from Slichas all the way through Simchas Torah on Slichas night. It kills an hour and everything's done. Okay, whatever. But that's not. But if you do it on Yom Kippur, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. It raises a question. But what? How come there's nothing wrong with it? How come there's nothing wrong with it? So we say because it's for a mitzvah and it's on the day it's good, right? So that might be a problem. On Rosh Hashanah we're going to sell for Yom Kippur. So that might be an issue, right? That might be an issue because not for that day. Okay. Follow Mechamer, but you're being over in Mechamer. What's Mechamer? Mechamer is you're not allowed to lead an animal. You're not allowed to lead an animal. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, this is so out of order. This is the first question that should have been asked. Why? Because Mechamer is Doraisa. So the Minchas Chinuch gives such a brilliant answer. He says, well, because we thought all along that, by the way, you can't be Mechamer, an animal doesn't belong to you. It's not, yeah, you're an animal, you can't be over Mechamer. So we first thought all along, it wasn't your animal, you were machdashid. Once we got to finish all that, so 1 second. Now it is your animal. So what about Mechamer? Right? Follow Mechamer. So Mechamer, klachayad, you did Mechamer backwards. How do you do it backwards? Mechamer, klachayad. Now, not meaning he daraisa. Isur daraisa leka. Isur medarbanan. It's still asa medarbanan. You're doing it a backhanded way. It's still asa medarbanan. Hainu de kabay minei davar shieshlo hetim in a Torah. That's exactly what they asked Hillel. It's exactly what the Bnei Bechira asked Hillel. Hainu dekabay, they asked him, Davar sheyeshal hetim min haTorah, it's mutar min haTorah, v'dvar shvus omed lefanov, la'okro, and there's a derabanan stopping us, kilach hayad b'makom mitzvah, mai. What's the story if it's kilach hayad b'makom mitzvah? Amalehen halacha zu, this halacha, shamati, v'shachachti, I forgot. Rashi says, "Kigon zeh, she'eno mechamer gomor el klachayad, ve'en kan el shvus, va'filu shvus didei lo chomer kvar shvus." This isn't even such a big deal. This isn't even such a big derabanan. The kol klachayad lo shchicha. The whole klachayad not shchiach. What does Rashi mean by that? So Tosa says, because you're not even doing. Tosa says, "Im tomar va'matnitzan aser shvus derabanan." Given the Efshar Lasso, the Erev Shabbos, I just got through saying that if you could do it on Erev Shabbos, then even the Shavuos is a problem. So Tosfos says, Yesh Lomar, Shavuos Behemto, kill Mishavuos Atzo. Shavuos with an animal is even another knock below. Another, as Rashi means, maybe. It's even another, not even you, it's an animal. Not even you. Our ants, Klachayad, ants for Makom Mitzvah, ants for Shavuos, there are so many factors. Our ants is Mutter. Right? El Hinichu Lehen Yisrael, the Hill says, let im ein neviin hein, b'nei neviin hein, fine. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, kol hamis yaher, anyone who's, now okay, that's didn't finish the Gemara, now back onto Agarata. Kol hamis yaher, anybody who is haughty, im chacham hu, chacham mistalekes mimenu, his chacham will leave him. Im navi hu, nevu mistalekes mimenu. It says mimenu, so the Ben Yehuda says, only in the area where you're haughty you're going to lose. You're not going to become a blithering idiot. The area where you were holy, that you're going to lose that. Im chacham hu chachmacham estalakas imenu mihillel. Where do you see that? From Hillel. Hillel gave it to them, right? Damar mar, hishchil mekantra bedvarim. He started to give it to them. V'kam alu, halachazu, shemadze v'shachachli. I forgot. Im navi hu nevosom estalakas imenu midvora. That's learned that from Devora. The chivit says, chidlu parzon b'Yisrael, chidlu achakanti devora shakanti am b'Yisrael. Right, nothing was able to happen until I came along, says Devora. Till I came along, you guys had no hope. I came along. Uksivit, it says, Uri Uri Devora. I have to awaken myself. I have no Nevuah. Uri Uri Divri Shir. 4 times I have to awaken myself to get the Nevuah back. Right? Why? Because I lost it. Because I was a big shot. Rish Lakish Amar, Kol Adam Shekoeth, anyone who gets angry, Im Chachamhu, Chachmachim Mistalekas Mimenu. Im Navihu, Nevuasim Mistalekas Mimenu. Im Chachamhu, Chachmachim Mistalekas Mimenu Mimoshe. If you get angry, your chachma goes away from you from Moshe. The Ksiv it says, V'yiksav Moshe ha'pakud yachol. Moshe got angry at the soldiers. Uksiv and it says, V'yom re'li ezra ko'in al'an she'tzava ha'zbal l'molcham ha'zuzchuk ha'star ha'shetziv ha'shem etz Moshe. Right? Then Eliezer comes along and tells them the halachas of Caleb, of being kasher and Caleb. Michlal, the Moshe eliminate. Moshe lost it. He lost the halacha because he got angry. Esther Marsha, there are two other places where Moshe gets angry, and he loses the halacha there also. One was by the Shabbos with the Mun. He got angry at them, and he didn't tell them about Shabbos. Yeah. And the second time is by where? On that day when Aaron Nazir and Avihu died.
Yeah.
Why'd you burn the carbon and you forgot the halacha? So the Marsha answered, that's true, but this is the only, and this is the last one of the list. It happens at the end of Parsha, so it's Matos, in Matos it happens. He says, because it's the only one where it's so befarish, so explicit, where it's so obvious that he got angry, and then someone else comes along and tells halachas. The other two, they're all Midrashim. Midrashim, behind the scenes, what was going on?
So do you know how come that love you?
I don't know. Let's keep reading. If Navi who the Vasim is the lakh, it's gonna be Elisha. If you're a Navi, it goes where how you know from Elisha. The Tziv, it says, Lule Pine Yoshafa Melech Yehuda, Ani Nosi, Ani Abed Elecha Vimarecha. Right, I know everything. Like he was being haughty. Uksiv it says, Bata Khuli Managin, I need somebody to sing for me. For Hayamanagin, Kinagin Hamanagin, Vitiola Yad Hashem. And when I hear the music, it'll put me in a good mood, and then I'll be able to hit Nevuah again. I lost Nevuah. Amar Rav Mani Bar Patish, Kala Koeit, if someone gets angry, I feel a poskin of Gedulah Menashmayim, or read it also. Even if he's destined for greatness, he loses it. They take him away from his, he gets angry, they take him away from his perch. So how come Moshe and Elisha didn't lose their perch? They got angry. How come they stayed being leaders? If they got angry. What?
Maybe on a regular basis, at least once, maybe.
So, there are three answers to that question. What? What?
I'm selfish. Moshe lost his strong for evidence. Moshe was really, he lost the ability to go towards his strong because he really lost.
Right. So, no, but he was still the leader. So, he gives the first answer is like this. Only if you're not worthy do they remove you. If you're worthy and you happen to have a character flaw, they don't remove you. That's answer number one. What?
It's a one-time shot.
All right, so... Right. No, but in other words, just because they got angry, that's not a reason to remove them. Okay, so they got angry. It's not a reason to take them away from power.
It was an angry person.
Exactly. That's what the Moshe Maschmeyer said the same thing. That wasn't their nature. That happened to have God once in a while angry. Third answer is, which is a great, Pesach and Ayim says, and the Gros says also, they got angry about the way people behaving in Torah. Moshe never stopped got angry because the kids were playing too loud, he was trying to sleep. That's not how he got angry. He got angry because he had a question on halacha. For that, you don't take the power away. That's a different story. He only got angry about these kinds of things. He never stopped got angry because he's an angry person. Minalon, how do you know that you take you away from greatness? Me'eliyav, from Eliyav. Shenamar. Vayichar af Eliyav, the David. Eliyav was David's brother. He was his older brother. And he got angry at David. Vayomer, and he said, Lama zeh yiradata, why'd you come over here? Valmi natashta ma'at hatzon, ha'hena b'midbar, ani yadati yezorenecha v'ezroam b'levecha, ki laman roz ha'machama yiradat. What brought you over here to come to the battlefield over here with Goliath? He's supposed to be over there. What are you doing here? V'chi azah Shmuel l'memshechinu b'kulu k'siv, when Shmuel came to anoint, Hashem told Shmuel, it's someone in that family. It's someone in Yishai's family. Shmuel walks in, sees a bunch of boys. Which one is it? Right? So he goes, which one is it? Right? So the Torah said, the Navi says, Lo bazeh bachar Hashem. Now that's not the one. That's not the one Hashem chose. It's not the one. Ube Eliyav k'siv, but Eliyav it says, Yomar Hashem el Shmuel, Al tabit, don't even look at him. Al mar'eu, don't even look at him. Val gavol kamoso, ki ma'astihu. I rejected him. He's rejected. Michlal. Until then, he wasn't rejected. Says Rashi, even though this is out of order, this happened before Eliyav got angry. Eliyav got angry. This happened before. In other words, Shmuel walks into the room. Which one is it? Him, for sure not him. Him I rejected. Which means he was going to be the one. Eliyav was going to be the one. After this story happens, Eliyav gets angry at David. So says Rashi, Lo bachar, says Rashi, mashma me'olam. Avam astihu, mashma hashtam astihu. Now I got angry. Makes you rag them also, because he's an angry person. Michal, Shemitchil Livcha, but originally he was chosen. This happened before he got angry. Mihu, says Rashi, Lo Matzinu Bo Dofi El Azubaldad. There's no other flaw in Eliyahu that we know of. There's no other flaw. Right? It must be that it was in his nature. It must be. So asks the Rosh Mashbir, and if it was in his nature, then why did Hashem want him? He would have been the one, but he got angry. He's out of order.
Would have got, not that he got angry, he was an angry person.
Then why was he the one? Why was he chosen?
He was
going to be the one.
Every other meter was good except that.
But we said if it's in his nature, what's Hashem doing? It's out of order, the story. So he was going to be the one. Then Shmuel walks in. No, not him. He's not the one. I rejected him. Which means he was going to be the one. Then 2 days later, he gets angry at David. You see? Says Hashem. You see, I was right. I told you. Why was he the one? It's a very good question.
He didn't improve himself.
What?
He didn't improve himself.
Why would Hashem have a mina that he's the one if he's an angry person? What's the have a mina?
He had it in his nature, but he didn't overcome it.
What?
He had it in his nature, but he didn't overcome it. So Hashem didn't let
him
ultimately
become the person. Right. That's what the Rashash says, like, the answer like that, that he like what Mati said, he was good, but he had a character flaw. And then Hashem realized, no, this character flaw overtakes his whole personality. That's a big jump to say that Hashem was second guessing himself. That's a very good question. I didn't think the answer to the question at all. I thought it was a great question. All right, let's just finish up in one more minute. Okay, you know what? We'll stop here because the next Gemara now goes into a whole tangent. The next Gemara now is one of the main sources in Shas. It's the source in Shas about going up onto the Harabayas. About going up onto the Harabayas, being a Tomei and a Zav, and we're going to do all that tomorrow. What? I'll Paskin. I'm not afraid to Paskin.
What do you say?
I say no.
You say no.
No. The answer is no.
All these guys who go out there don't leave their money out of their pockets. They don't know what to do.
Everyone have a good day. We'll be here tomorrow.
Is that the deal?